This is Jamie Marara and Madison Watson with Archive Ooliga interviewing Mrs. Kelly Capps, who is a English teacher at Ooliga High School.
Our first question for you is, have you always lived in Ooliga?
I've lived in Ooliga since elementary school. That's when I moved here from Tulsa. And my parents wanted me in a more rural school and a smaller community. And Ooliga had a wonderful reputation. They knew people that lived here, so they moved our family out here.
Could you tell us some of your general information about your background and your teaching and education?
On wanting to become a teacher, is that what the information?
Well, how many years have you been here, and did you teach anywhere else? Where did you go to school?
Okay. Well, I graduated from high school here, mm-hmm. and then I graduated from college with my teaching degree from NSU Tahlequah. And my first teaching job was at Catoosa Public Schools, and I taught there for 4 years. And at that time, I had my children, so I stayed home with my girls until they were in school, and applied to sub at Ooliga because I wanted to teach here. This is where they were going to school, too. We lived here. And there was a long-term sub position that came open for a teacher who'd had back surgery, and so I took that and was there most of the year in her room, and then the next year I was hired to start teaching school at Ooliga, and I've been here ever since. I believe this is my 19th year here.
Wow.
So.
Okay, what was your dream job when you were in kindergarten?
In kindergarten, I can't really remember a dream job for sure when I was in kindergarten, but first grade, and this was when I was still in Tulsa Public, I had the most horrific first grade teacher. I can't even tell you how mean this lady was, and I was absolutely terrified to go to school. My parents had to hire a retired teacher to teach me outside of school that year because the teacher was so mean. I wouldn't talk at school. I wouldn't try anything. I was just panicked the whole time. Second grade, I had Mrs. Grove, and she had to be the nicest, kindest, most loving teacher that I can. I mean, she was just amazing, and she turned all of that around for me. I was learning in school and trying and wanted to please her and please my parents and do my best, and she instilled such a love of learning for me that in second grade I knew I wanted to be a school teacher. Not like Mrs. Dodd, like Mrs. Grove.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's awesome. Why do you think your subject is important to students today?
I think that with social media and email and internet, that so many people are losing the art of writing. I see it in writing that students turn in, a lot of jargon that you would find in emails and text messages and things show up in writing, which is extremely surprising, but it does, and it's a concern. Things like thank you notes and that typically, you know, students would write and do, they're not. They send a text message, thanks, you know. So there's a lot of things with writing that I see that are fading away. It makes me sad, but for students that are college bound, it can't. They've got to write, and so it's extremely important. The love of literature, hopefully through school, teachers have instilled that love of reading of good books, and I know we have so many teachers here that do, and I try to do that through, continue that through our senior year with books that I feel like students will love and want to read.
What was it that really connected you to English whenever you were in school?
Mrs. Rose, Sue Rose, was my freshman English teacher and my junior English teacher here at Ooliga, and she was such an amazing teacher. that I knew then I really wanted to teach English. I always loved science, too, and had Mr. Long, Mr. Haggard, Mr. Brister, some awesome science teachers here at Ooliga, and started to go that route, but I ended up with English instead.
Do you think that students that generally are turned off of English or not really into that, that they can find something to connect to in English and find something that they love about your subject?
I feel like they do. I think the Senior Memory Book Project has really pulled in students that maybe typically didn't get into writing as much because they're writing about themselves and their lives, and I see them really open up with that kind of, with the writing essay that goes along with each chapter of that book.
What advice would you give your teenage self?
Probably to not be so shy, not be afraid to take chances on things, try new things, because I was extremely shy in school, and I think sometimes, though, those people are the ones that are listening. You know, they're hearing everything, and I think that was a plus for me, but that would probably be my biggest advice to myself is don't be so shy.
What other lessons do you live by or rules do you have for yourself in going through life?
In going through life? I feel like one of the most important things that we can do just as people and not as a teacher but as people is to be kind to others. Accept everybody for who they are and take in ideas from people and ideas from students. The Senior Memory Book Project, some of the greatest ideas I've had have been students that have said, could I maybe do this chapter? And oh my gosh, yes, that's wonderful. But just be kind to everybody and make a point, because I was one of those shy kids, make a point to speak to those kids. That's something I do in the mornings in the hall. The kids that I see, they're standing off by themselves. I make a point of walking by them and saying good morning and hello because they don't do that. Or they'll hide behind a book or something. They're not out there, and I feel like that's extremely important.
Over your time as a teacher, how has teaching changed?
The requirements for teachers changed. I was actually the first class that graduated that had to take the Oklahoma State Teaching Test. They had never had those before, and so you had to take the teaching tests and pass them to be an Oklahoma school teacher. I saw that make a difference. People that I graduated with from NSU, some of them did not pass the test. I've known of people that it's taken them up to 4 years to pass those tests. On the flip side of that, I feel that the requirements that we have like that, and I'm not saying those are bad, but that we are the lowest paid teachers in the nation, that our requirements are so high is why we lose so many people to other states, because the surrounding states pay so much more for their teachers. Biggest changes that I've seen have definitely involved technology, from something as simple as calculators for math to computers that students can use that spell check and grammar check and all those kinds of things that we did not start out with through yearbook. We had mounting boards that we typed everything and put photos and the typed pieces on mounting boards to now an online yearbook where we create everything on yearbook and on the yearbook online, and we have spell check on there also. So I definitely think that technology has greatly changed the face of education.
How do you think the mindset of students has changed over the years?
I think that because of things like that, students don't have to study as hard. Spelling, for instance, and handwriting have really become and are becoming more obsolete as far as a subject that needs to be taught in education. Because if you're going to type everything and turn it in, you don't have to have penmanship as a class. If you're going to use spell checker on everything that you turn in, you don't have to study spelling words every week and learn how to spell. If you can get close and then highlight the word and spell check it, you can pick out the correct spelling. So things like that I see as big changes.
And how do you think that education will change in the future?
I have fears that eventually the classroom teachers will be phased out, that it will look something like the Jetsons, and they'll go in the living room and turn on their TV and there'll be someone there who's teaching them something that they, whatever the subject area is, and with that they will have the loss of interpersonal relationships. I think that people that are teaching because they care. It's not obviously because of the money that we can make in being a school teacher, but it's we care. And in a district like this, it is so easy because we have such great students. And the relationships that you can form with those students and the hopes and dreams that you have for them and seeing them go on, those kinds of things will be completely lost in that type of situation because you don't form those relationships.
Okay, so what is your favorite thing about our high school?
My favorite thing about our high school, I think seeing all the students gathered together at an assembly and the excitement and the energy and the togetherness that they have when that happens is just amazing. And I think that our community getting behind those kinds of things, school activities and organizations and sports and the families that back all of these students. We have great students here because we have great families here and people that are involved. And when you have that with your faculty, and it just makes the whole thing a wonderful place to be.
Would you say that our school is the center of our community?
I think our school is, most definitely. I think, but once again, it all ties back to the families also, because so many different groups and organizations, the churches and the firefighters and the police department and everybody else within this community come together because of this school and support our students and our faculty. And it's what makes it so strong here.
Do you think that that's something that a lot of other places can't offer?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do feel like they can't. I think when you get into those larger school districts, you don't have all of the families that want to stay involved and be involved. I think that it's harder or schools that have so many elementaries, 5 or 6 elementaries, 5 or 6 middle schools, how are those kids going to get to know the firefighters in town, and they know who all of them are and when they see them, or our police officers, they know them when they see them. So I think that that a small community like this offers that kind of security and safety and cohesiveness of community that a large district could not.
If you were describing Ulaga to someone who has never been here, what would you want them to know?
I think the history of Ulaga is an important thing to know about. I think that the all the things that I've mentioned, our school, the churches, the businesses, everything. It's just a great place to be. And because I grew up here, I knew that. And I think, and having my children go to school here, I think that's probably one of the biggest testaments, is people, if you look at our district, people who come back here, people who raise their children here because this is where they went to school, and they know what a great place it is.
I think that's it. So thank you so much for interviewing with us.
All right. I hope that works for